Thank you for what you're doing all over the nations. Thank you for what you're doing in our nation, Nigeria. We see your hand. For out of darkness, you called forth light. And out of the darkness and the gross darkness over the people in this nation, we are calling forth light. We call forth light. For it is when it is darkest out there that your glory rises more and more and shines upon your church. Thank you. We declare peace in Nigeria and peace over the nations. We declare peace to all who love you and all who wait for your coming expectantly in joy. We declare peace to the church, to those who are sanctified of you. All over the nations, we give you praise and we give you all the glory. Thank you for the gift of your awesome presence, the very presence of your glory. Every single time we gather in your church, Lamb Global, whether just as cells and departments, whether as small groups and fellowships and families, and even when we congregate together largely in our midweek services and our Sunday services and special programs, every time we take the gospel around the world, even in the digital space, your presence is always tangible. Men get to know you. Men get to encounter your glory and behold your glory and are transformed into the same image of your glory. Father, we bless you. We do not take this for granted. We do not call it common. We will never lose the wonder of your awesome presence. To you be all the glory. Thank you for the miracles that you do in our midst. Thank you for the blessings that you give abundantly beyond all we could ever ask or imagine. To you be all the glory. We know that our lives will never remain the same, even in this service. To you be all the glory again and again. For thine is the kingdom. For thine is the power. For thine is the glory. Forever and ever. And the church of our Lord Jesus Christ declares, give the Lord a mighty, mighty praise. If you're not giving the Lord praise, oh, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Welcome everyone by your side to church. To your left and to your right, every single person. Get to know their names as they get to know your name. Make sure there will be no stranger by your side. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Hold that person's hands, just one of them by your side. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David, Are you aware that this is our year of overflowing fullness? Ask him, do you know that this is our year of overflowing fullness? So have you been engaged in the prophetic? How many of you are living the reality of the blessing of overflowing fullness? If you're not yet living in overflowing fullness blessing, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? On Wednesday, the Spirit of the Lord led me to get us back to the three core scriptures, because every prophecy must stand on the sure prophetic word of the scriptures. There is a more sure word of prophecy, and that is the scripture. So whether it's a prophecy over a nation, whether it's a prophecy over a group of people, a prophecy over a church, a prophecy over a person, it cannot contradict the prophecy of the scriptures. It must align with this prophecy of the scriptures. So every prophecy that we receive, we must get back and wait on the Lord until the scriptures come alive in our hearts. The scriptures are quickened in our hearts. What word am I standing on? And for us to declare this year the year of overflowing fullness for us as a church, we are standing on three core scriptures the Lord gave to us. And those of you who know, what's the first scripture? Oh, I'm getting excited now. What's the first scripture? Quote it and quote it loud. Want to go? When you're quoting it, look around and see those who are just coming. Quote it one more time. Want to go? You crown the year with what? Even the. And we're using the New Living Translation. Right? Now, whisper to your neighbor if you don't know it. Say in our colabandas. Say you are outdated. You're behind, though. God is moving and you're behind. You must know it by heart. Because that's the only way you're going to be meditating on it. The Bible says, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. Okay. You crown the year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow what? So no matter what's happening with the economy of nations, with the war right now in the Middle East, with Iran, and U.S. and Israel allies, the price of crude has skyrocketed and is affecting a whole lot. And you know, once energy goes up, gas goes up, everything follows suit. Even the hard pathways. This going to be, and this is the best year yet for you and I. God cannot lie. God does not lie. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's overflowing love. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. And what's the second scripture? Don't put any scripture until I tell you to do so. What's the second scripture we are standing on? Psalm 23 verse 5. We are using the NLT now, right? Let's quote it. One to go. To prepare a feast in the presence of my, not me, by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with what? Just they look those who know they come church. Ask your neighbor, how long have you been in LAM? How long have you been attending church? Say, are you one of those Sunday Christians? You know, that's what happens when you miss midweek services. It affects your maturity and your growth spiritually. Because there are certain things that happen during the midweek that doesn't happen on Sunday. Sunday is sharp. This midweek is where you settle down. You hear the word of the Lord as it's taught. You engage the word of God. You have time to pray. You partake of the Holy Communion. So imagine if you're a loved son and for months you have not even taken the Holy Communion. Because you miss midweek services. See the way you're just looking at us now as if we came from somewhere. After service now, you go outside and go and start snapping picture. What's the proof that you're in church? Pictures. Or power. Or light. Knowledge, wisdom, which one? Now imagine why this is going on. If somebody now by your side is opening his phone, checking other things. Now them. When, if you are sitting in this church, if you are sitting around anybody, I don't care if the person is coming for the first time, and the person around you is there checking his phone, watching videos, doing other things, touch him and say, respectfully, sir, ma, we don't do that here. If it tells you, stop that. He said, no, I won't allow you to do that. We don't do that here. If you want to be checking your phone, go. Oh, sorry. We don't do that here. You must be a minister to each other. Did you hear what I said? Don't say it doesn't consign me. It consigns you. So quote that Psalm 23 verse 5 again. It's music to my ears. One, two, go. In the presence of my. So what did God say to us this year? He said, listen, the feast is prepared, is in the presence of. So he said, those who are your enemies won't count this year. So you have a choice. In the presence of your enemies, one side, there is a feast being prepared. So you either focus on the feast or you focus on the enemies. This year, don't pay attention to anything that is not the feast. When the betrayers come, it's a distraction. Focus on the. When they lie against you, is what? A distraction. When they slander you and gossip about you, it is what? When they serve you breakfast, is it what? Focus on the feast. Somebody say, focus on the feast. Whenever you notice certain things happening, and it's as if people are trying to rise against you, to walk against you, to do things, don't focus on that. Don't allow that thing to derail your emotion, and then derail and distract your attention. Focus on what? The feast. Because the feast God has prepared for us this year is in the presence, not in their absence. Let them make the noise while we feast. Let them what? While we feast. Somebody say, focus on the feast. You honor me by anointing my head with what? My cup overflows with blessings. Lift your hands and declare, my cup overflows with blessings. Shout it loud. I say, my cup overflows with blessings. I have put it on the screen for the purpose of those who are just coming. just for the first time worshipers. Hold your neighbor and read that scripture and read it out loud. One to go. One more time. And if you can remember the last scripture that we gave, the third scriptures we are standing on. What's the third scripture? John chapter what? 1 verse 16. The TPT. Can you remember the TPT? All right, quote it for me and quote it loud. One to go. One more time. One more time. Out of the overflow of his, they would. So you're saying the year of overflowing fullness. Out of the overflow of his fullness, we have received what? Grace heaped upon. So this month, March, I'm receiving more grace than I enjoyed in February. In April, it will be grace heaped upon more. In May, it will be with grace heaped upon. I'm not having a better last month this year. Oh, if you're well trained, you better join. I'm not having a better last month this year. I'm not having a better last month this year. Give God praise if you're getting it. Praise the Lord. I would like you to now put on the screen for me 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. New King James, please. Now, I want everybody to listen. The message is simple this morning. And so, we have the prophetic word confirmed. Which you do well to heed. Do well to heed the prophetic word. As a light that shines where? In a dark place. The word of God is light. And the entrance of that word is what gives that light. The Bible said, and the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness could not what? Comprehend it. That word comprehended means it could not overcome it. When the light shines, darkness is helpless. He said, take heed. Take heed, give attention to that prophetic word as a light that shines in a dark place. So if there is lack everywhere, if there are struggles everywhere, if people are going through depression everywhere, if people are being frustrated everywhere, they are in the darkness. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60, he said, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. He said, but when God gives us that light, he said, give heed, get me back. Give heed to that light. Get me back to 2 Peter. Give heed to that light because it's shining. Give heed to the prophetic word as a light that shines where? In a dark place. What area of your life are you struggling? Are you? What area of your life are you not enjoying abundance? Are you just existing, or are you living the abundant life? Are you just existing, or are you living the abundant life? I'm asking you. Don't answer me. Your life will answer. The manifestations will speak for itself. You get to this prophetic word and you take heed. You give your attention to this prophetic word. You stay on it. You meditate on it. You put it not just in your head, in your heart, until your spirit. So you, when you give heed, he said, until the day dawns. That it means the day star arises. It means the sun rises. The light of that word rises. Suddenly your spirit gets it. Oh, I see. I see. Oh, I see. That thing shines within you. He said, and the morning star rises in your heart. Stay there. Give heed to that prophetic word as a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns. One of the ways you know the day dawns is peace that surpasses all understanding takes over. Another way is joy. Joy comes in the morning. Suddenly the anger is no longer there. The frustration has evaporated. The fear, you look for it, you can't find it anymore. Faith, boldness, you just know there is a witness and a knowing is irrefutable. You may not explain it, but you can't mistake it. It's unmistakable. You cannot. It's not. You're not guessing. You're not wishing. You're not hoping. You know that you know that you know this is your life. This is your experience. I can never be little. No, I'm not just trying to make positive confession. There is something that rises in your heart. You know it. You know it. Suddenly your words change. Everything, the way you talk, your mannerism change, your attitude change. You notice your actions, they become consistent. You stop acting needy. You stop acting poor. You stop acting as one who is lacking, who is struggling. Something changes. Your mentality becomes different because the day star, the morning star has risen in your heart. So that's where his Bible says, arise, shine. When? For your light, until that day star rises, the person will still be coward. The person will still be caved in. The person will still be dealing with all the valley experiences, all the wilderness experiences I'm going through. You don't know what I'm going through. And it's painful. Nobody should despise you for it, but there is a higher way. That's why we are showing you this. Arise! Nobody rises until the day star rises. So stay on this word. First Timothy chapter 4 verse 15. Oh, okay, let me read verse 20 of that Second Peter before we go to that place. Hold that neighbor by your side. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. get back to verse 19. We'll read it together. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Read that scripture to that neighbor. Want to go. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place. Until. So tell your neighbor, heed that prophetic word. Stay on it. Give it your attention. Give it time. Meditate on it. Until. Say until. The day dawns. The morning star. The day star. Rises in your heart. Say until that happens. You're not yet done with it. Stop exposing. Today you're on social media. You listen to this man. You listen to this message. You listen to this message. There's a hook for new things. To hear new things. To hear. And yet none of everything you're hearing is working. Not one. Some can't even stand 50 minutes or 60 minutes of one message. No. They want little excerpts. They want the reels of 50, 60 seconds of the man dropping, woo, Rema! And they just keep scrolling, and they keep scrolling, and they keep scrolling. By the time you're finished with that for 1 hour, you were more confused than when you started. Information overload. Information overload. The spirit is looking for which one should I stay on. Midnight, and then they attend this prayer online. By 7 a.m., they attend another prayer. Next one, there is one night vigil they used to go to. Until they are so confused in the spirit. You know, see how confused the life is. Looking for anything. Come on, let God show you. This is the area of your life I'm dealing with now. That area, stay on it. Until the day star rises. Look at the next verse. Verse 20. Read to that neighbor and read out loud. Want to go. Knowing this what? That no is of any. Is of any. Is of any. That's exactly what it is. So when the Lord says my cup, my life overflows with blessings, is of no private interpretation. Don't interpret. That's exactly what I believe. This year, my life is overflowing with blessings. Don't try to tell me, you know, what he's trying to say is just salvation. He didn't say blessing as one. No. Even when he says blessing as one, he said blessings. It is many blessings. Look at verse 21. Continue reading to that neighbor. Everybody read. Want to go? For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, holy men of God. Say, they spoke the word as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So when you see the sure or more sure word of prophecy, that's the prophecy of the scriptures. Pastor David has declared, by the Spirit, speaking not by my will. This is the year. And now we have three scriptures we are standing on as a church. Stay on that thing. This is not just a joke. You can stake your life. You can bank on God's word. You can stake your life on God's word. You can. You can stake your integrity. You can stake your reputation. You can stake the future, your future, the future of your children on God's word. You are safe there. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. So this is how we are going to do it. I want you to stand on your feet. Read that scripture to your neighbor. One, two, go. One more time. I prophesy over you, over your whole household, and over everything God has committed to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, this year, you're enjoying the overflowing fullness blessing. Your cup overflows with blessings. Our cup overflows with blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. This year, your profiting, your progress appears to all. This year, your profiting, your progress appears to all. It's evident to all. You have heard of hidden glories. How God covers a man for a while. How God hides a man for a while because he's still working on him before he will show him up. I'm here to announce, for this stage you are in, all that God has been working on for years, you have now come to the point of your shining glory. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The glory of the Lord is seen upon you. The glory of the Lord is risen upon us. The glory of the Lord is seen upon us. In the name of Jesus. Let me hear you shout your loudest amen. How many of you is receiving this? Now, let me tell you a secret. Prophecies must work with principles for there to be a manifestation. So while you're receiving the prophecy and claiming it, which is right by declaring amen, you must take heed to the principle. Take this prophetic word and meditate on. Give yourself. Don't give yourself to movies more when you're living in depression. I have come that they may have life and have it more. Don't give yourself to fantasies. Don't live a wasteful life, wasting your life. No, give yourselves to the word God is releasing towards that area of your life. I will give you a secret. I've had areas of my life where the Lord has moved my heart to stay on the word for a while concerning those areas. And certain times, it's also just desires that I have, and I want to see certain results in certain areas of my life. And then I move and start staying in the word and meditating. And I'm telling you this with all integrity. I'm telling you this. Most of the times, before I take one step, the results start showing. Nothing else has changed. Just that I'm staying on the word, meditating. Something is changing in my heart. You see, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it at the issues. Your outward life flows from your inward heart. Once your heart starts changing, your word starts changing. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Once God starts changing something and light starts shining from inside of you, everything outside starts changing. By the time I now start taking steps, is now overflowing measures. I'm telling you. I've stayed on that and see what was not growing, grow. I've stayed on that and see what was not moving, move. The last scripture, and then we'll pray. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. Now you remember your neighbor's name, right? And if he's not your son, don't call him son. Just call him by his name. This charge I commit to you, David. Hold one hand and read. One to go. This charge I commit to you, David. According to the prophecies previously made concerning you, by them, by them, by them. Hey, imagine if after this service, pam pam, you receive a text message, and that text message is contrary to everything you heard pastor say, contrary to everything you've confessed while in service. He's telling, and that text message is mocking you. You remember Jesus? When Jesus was looking at a fig tree and the leaves were green, and he was expecting he was going to find some fig. And when he got there, there was no fig. And the Bible said, and Jesus answered and said. The Bible didn't say Jesus said. No, he said Jesus answered. He meant the enemy. That fig spoke to him, so he answered back. When your account speaks to you, answer back. When circumstance want to mock your faith, answer back. I say answer back. When you get news from home and it's trying to mock you and trying to tell you, I thought you said this is your year of overflowing business, you do what? Don't sit down and start complaining. Don't sit down and say, I thought God said. I thought, no. When there is a prophecy over your life, go to war. Fight the good fight off. When Goliath stood up and cursed Israel and cursed David, cursed him by the name of his God, say, am I a dog that you come with me and come against me with your catapults and with your stick? David answered back. Did you hear what I'm saying? Don't let fear have the last say. Answer. Answer. Don't let depression have the last say. Answer. Don't let frustration have the last say. Answer. Stand on the prophecy and war. Is there somebody that I can give a minute to war today? Is there somebody that can war? Is there somebody that is going to be speaking to different areas of your life? I command abundance by the prophetic word. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. The things that have been hard, the things that have been difficult, the things that have not been working, they overflow. They overflow. They overflow with abundance. If you like, just be watching us while we are fighting. But don't worry, you will come back and celebrate with us. You better open your own mouth and declare the word. On the gallery, if you're standing by someone that is cold, change position. Find somewhere there is fire. Open your mouth. Fight the good fight of faith. If you have believed the word, speak it over your life.
declare, this year I'm not living in sickness. This year I'm not struggling with my faith. I'm not struggling with my walk with God. This year I live the abundant life. I live the abundant life. Lebros Chakata Lebra Nezundaha. Lift your hands everywhere. Say in the name of Jesus, I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died for my sins, and through his blood, my sins are forgiven me. I receive the forgiveness of my sins. Through his blood, I've been redeemed. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ was buried, and on the third day, he was raised from the dead. That all who believe in him will receive this new life. Life from the dead. Therefore, I boldly declare, I am saved. I am born again. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. The life of Christ dwells in me. I have the seed of God, the very life of God in my spirit. In the name of Jesus, I have passed from death to life. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am sanctified. I live a holy life. I walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, bearing fruit in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. Thank you, Father. I have life, and I have it abundantly. In Jesus' name, if you believe and receive it, shout your loudest amen. Give the Lord a mighty praise this morning. Give him a mighty praise this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every one of you that love Jesus, lift your hands and say, I love you, Lord. Say, I love you, Lord. One more time, let's praise him.